Perek Dalad, Barishayna Hoyoimim, Malakid Adam Aitzim, Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Barishayna Hoyoimim, Malakid Adam Aitzim, Vavanim Vasavim Mitochshel. Originally, they would say that you were together wood, stone, grass, Mitochshelo, in your property. Kederech Shehu, Malakid Mitochshel Chaveroi. Es Hagas, Hagas. Mishrabu Oivre. Aveira, his skin is shehe, with the Malaki Mr. Shaloi, with the Malaki Mr. Shaloi, the Shaloi Betova, the Ainsachloma, she cuts it, Lahem Mizoinais. What in the world does this mean? Let's take a look at Rav. Rav says, Barishaina, in the beginning, Hokeshek, Barishaina, Hoyoimim, Malaki Adam, Aitzen Van Basam, Mr. Shaloi, Kiderech, Shahu, Malaki, Mr. Shal Haveira. Chachim mefarsha masnisim biyusham. This way we learn the Mishnah Yushami. Veishen hoy v'loimim melaket adam besoch shaloi. You can gather your own property as hagas hagas, large piece kedech shon laket besoch shal chaveroi bein gasin bein kdam. Just like you let him melaket in your friend's property, gasin, large pieces, and ubein dakin in small pieces, large and small. Even when you go and you gather large, even though the eitzim v'asavim, wood and grass, kishemelaktim oisam, when you gather them, misach hasadim, misakin hasadim lizria, by gathering them, they're being misakin the side of lizria, kishemelaket hagas kolaymar. And the large pieces of gas means the large piece of wood and grass. When we leave it with the small pieces, talinon, we assume that tzorach le'etzim hu. That's not cool. That's not. There's no perception. Remember, the many times the problem of shemitah is a matter of perception. So when you leave over the small pieces, when you only gather the large pieces, you leave over the small pieces, people are going to say that you're doing it because you want to make a bonfire. You need it for fuel, not
you
because
take the large pieces.
You're not doing it until you're sacking the sod. Just like the talinon, the melakit, the sod, the chaveroi. Now, when you go and you gather, well, let's say you walk into your neighbor, and you gather in the neighbor, no one will ever accuse you of being sacking the sod for Zri in the year of Shemitah, even if you melakit the small things in your neighbor's property, because in your neighbor's property, it's not yours. So just like v'lav k'derech the talinan b'malaket the talinan, we assume people are not going to suspect that when you gather wood and grass in your neighbor's property, k'derech the talinan b'malaket b'sad chaveroi bein dakin u'bein gasin delay ovid inish l'sakin sad chaveroi. No one is in the business of preparing your neighbor's property for Shemitah. Umeida yadiyah. Everyone is well aware. We are the le'etzim who tzarich, that in your neighbor's property doing it for fuel. However, mishrabu iravera shleim malakim besadaseim bein dakim bein gasim. They were gathering their fields small and large. They would say begasim likatnu, and they would say no, we're only gathering the large. So then they became forbidden. Shloi b'toyva means she'ein chaver machzik le'toyva, does not give him any recognition. The friend does not give him any recognition. You hear that, Maisa? It's a very powerful concept. When you do something for your friend and you don't give them any recognition, the hashta vada loyosi l'miklat hadak in kevon she'ein chaver machzik le'toyva al ze v'yein tzach loymar. Go and gather the field thing in my field today. And I'll give you food. Now that we got the basic concern, the Rav, let's look at the picture first. And then we can go to Nachman ben Mishnah. The picture over here, in picture 104, here we have over here a field. Notice there are gasim, large stones, large pieces of grass, and then there are small stones, small pieces of grass. That's sode shaloi, sode chaveroi. So it says that eitzim v'avonim gasim mutu lo lulakar ve'ina nire kimisakein, so that when it's in your own field, dakim oslo lulakait, shenire misakein sodeu, bal hasode, sode chaveroi, Okay, so here we have two fields. This is your field and this is your neighbor's field. In your field, you're only allowed to gather the large. You're not allowed to gather the small. The reason why is that if you gather this, the large, no one's going to accuse you of preparing your field for Shemitah, for Zeria, for planting. But in your neighbor's property, not only are you allowed to gather the large, you're allowed to gather the small also. Why? Why are you allowed to gather the small in your neighbor's property? Because in your neighbor's property, no one will accuse you that you're preparing the field for Zeria. Because your neighbor, you couldn't care less of that. That's the mitzvah. You don't care about other people. What?
Let's learn this word part again. I missed it.
Here is two fields. This is your field, Sade Shaloi, Sade Chaveira. In Sade
Shaloi,
Sade Shaloi, Sade Shaloi, Mutal Lak, everything. You can collect either even Bein Eitzim, Avavanim Gasim, large, and even Bein Eitzim Vanim Dakim. Oh, but maybe someone's going to pass by and they're going to suspect that you're preparing the field for Zeria. No one's going to know if it's not your property, no one's going to think that you could care less about your friend. But in your own Sadeh, you're only allowed to gather large, you're not allowed to gather the small. Okay, now, Mishrabu Oiver Avera.
This is
Avera. Okay, that's what it looks like. What is this guy like Bala Sadeh? So now, not only did they not allow you to take the large. You know
what
why?
What kind of errors did they do?
They had internet at home, and. Okay, so here in Sade Mishrabu Oyver Avera. How did that come to be?
Yeah, what did they do? Did they decide to change the whole thing?
Mishrabu, because people started, it was the year of Shemitah, they had no concern for Shemitah, and they started going and making, it says in the Rath, they made believe, they started being malakit the field of Zeria. And they would take away all the small things as well, for stones and small pieces of grass. And when someone would accuse them of doing an aver, they would say, well, chas v'sholem, me, I'm a tzaddik. I learned afyomi. I only took the big ones. I didn't take the small ones. I only go there to learn.
I only go there to learn.
I don't go there to socialize and to be associated with the wicked people. I don't go there for that.
It's on. Are we on? Tape?
It's on. I mean what I say.
What were you saying about the what do you call it, the dresses of the people in the flowers?
Yeah, how come over here? What?
Why don't we just even if they're doing the wrong thing and they're taking the small small pieces of wood?
Yeah.
Why can't they go to the chaver? The chaver thing is what they're.
So that's what it says. The chaver you don't care about. Also in your own field, also ain malakei gasim. Now let me malakei gasim. You don't know why. Besod the shaloi also lo malakei the klal.
That I understand.
Ben gasim ein dakim.
Good.
But besod the chaveroi. Ainay malakei dakim, why not? But mutulu lakei gasim, besod ha chaveri malakei da gasim, v'loy ha dakim, v'af zos shaloi b'tav. Even when you got the gasim, you're not allowed to get benefit. When you take away the gasim, you're not allowed to get a tip. If the Baal HaSodah gives you a tip and says, so the Ayver was people.
They stopped them from being able to malak it in
the. They went down one notch. They only stopped in your friend's property, only the Gassim. Only the Dakim, not the Gassim. They pushed everything up one notch.
Why?
Because people started preparing their fields for Zeria in the year of Shemitah. People started doing real Averis. The people will go and they will clean off their field entirely so they can now plant the field in the year of Shemitah. That's the Avera. People had no respect for the laws of Shemitah.
So therefore they asked it all together.
In your field they asked it, it was always Asr Dakim in your field.
But I'm saying they asked it Dakim all.
Even in your friend's field. Even in the neighbor's field.
Because they were doing Dakim in their own field.
Right. So,
okay,
Mechazek,
so that's the
right.
Okay, very good.
But and even
what's Zemlak is Mitoshal Zeh?
Big
stones, right?
No, each one can take away their own right. Only the big stones,
big stone.
Right? The Zemlak Mitoshal Zeh, Shaloi Mitoiva. Everyone can take. You're not allowed to get a tip. Even when you go and you take away the large stones, you're not letting your friend is not allowed to give you a tip for doing him the favor. Shaloi b'tayva, I can go, and if I want to go take these big pieces of your property, I can take it out of your own big stones.
But if you can't take it?
No, because then it's going to become like I'm paying you to prepare my field for Shemitah.
Then Shachlom, she...
And they're not allowed to give them food. That if you go, oh, come, I'll give you lunch. If you'll come to my field today and take away the large stones, take away the large piece of wood, I'll serve you free lunch. Put up a big sign. Free lunch for all those people that come and work the field. Right? Pick up a big tent and we serve whatever you want to serve. Free lunch. So that order, so that all of a sudden is going to,
sushi, right? Okay.
That's going to be now problematic. Let's cause the Mishnah. So now we've got to basically say this. So it says over here that the Rishonim originally they said that you're allowed to go gather in your own property wood, stones, and grass.
Only big stuff, though.
Only big stuff. Well, just like you can do in your friends, in your neighbor's property, es hagas, but only in your own property, you're only allowed to take away the large. Only. And in your friend's property, you're allowed to take away large and small. But misher abu oivri avera, when those sinners increased, his skinushi, his zemulaki besuch shalze, the zemulaki besuch shalze, you're never allowed to take anything in your own property. Because you're taking your own property, once you can start taking the large, you'll take the small also, and you can say, oh, I didn't do anything, I only took the large, I didn't take the small. You just don't know how to measure. You think I took the small, you suspect me for no good reason, I didn't do anything wrong. So, mishrabu, we have his skinushi, zemulaki besuch shalze, the zemulaki besuch shalze, sheloi betoiva. Even when you go and you collect from your neighbor's property, you're not allowed to receive a tip. The ain't sochlema she you can't say it's that Reuven can be malakid in Shimon's property, and Shimon can be malakid in Reuven's property. You can cross the line. Reuven can be malakid in Shimon's property, and Shimon can be malakid in Reuven's property.
Yeah.
But even when Reuven goes into Shimon's property, and when Shimon goes into Reuven's property, Reuven and Shimon are not allowed to give the other friend a tip. Can't give you a gift for being.
Yeah, but isn't also they're not allowed to take the small stuff also.
That's not. It doesn't say that. The Rav says that. And it goes without saying that you can't give stuff. That's the chaz of the Rav. It's chaz of the Rav one more time. But we show
you
now because there's a lot of ideas. I had no clue what's going on. After you have to chaz, you have to have no clue. But we show you now. Kederach shu malake in mitach mechaver esagas agas. Talking mefarshim mastizim Yerushalmi. But we show you now how you mean. Your own property, you can collect gas. Just like you can collect shaver, bein gas and bein dakin. It used to be in the olden days, shanim kadmonios, you can go into your neighbor's property, you can collect gasim and dakim. The same way you can collect in your neighbor's property gasim and dakim, you can collect in your own property only gasim. Got that? No. Hachim b'farsha mastisim b'yushalmi b'rishayna originally hayu oimim milaked other besoch shelo in your own property es hagas hagas large only large kiderech the same way shemalaked mishal chaveri bein gas and bein dakim
v'yafal
you go to the beis avos shemalaked and boi some mitoch mesakin mesakin asadal zriv the one you go and take away the large take away we take away the it's mesakin kim shemalaked hagas. Even though when you malak the gas, it does creates gas. No, even though you've been masak in the settle Israel and the Shemitah, Talinan, people are going to assume the tzoch leitzim who v'lav l'sakin hakarka kovet. No one's going to suspect. Kiderek, just like when they see you in Shimon's property, even dakin, but in the sakin to the chaver, it's not there to go. It's not the derech nature for one person
to be the son
of Umeidi. And everyone is very well aware leitzim who tzarech. The reason why you're going into your neighbor's property, you need the wood.
Fire, fuel.
However, Mishrabu Oiv Aveira, when the Oiv Aveira increased in number, Shalim Malach Mishael Malach Kinvis are the same Bein Dak and Bein Gassin in their own fields. Vehin Gaim they would say Begassim Likatnu. So Mimela, then they said it's also in your own property. Forget it. Don't even touch. If it's your property, don't even touch. The only thing you can do is you can go. You can Malach if you need. So, but I need fuel. I need firewood. So go to your neighbor. That's the new takana. Your neighbor's not going to be machmir. What do you take? You can take. Provide. You can go to your neighbor. Shalom b'tayva. She'ein chaveray machazig loy tayvi. Does not give you a yashikoyach. He doesn't give you. Doesn't give you an aliyah. No tip. Does not give you. Does not give you a. The hashavada loy osil b'klat hadakin. So now, if you're only going to neighbor, the neighbor's not going to give you a thank you. You're not going to be malach the dakin. Kevon she'ein chaver machazig loy tayva alzeh.
No, wait a second. He's saying that's the reason why you're allowed to still do the biggies, no?
But not the small.
In
your neighbor's field. Only the
gossip.
Shalai b'tayva.
We type shalai b'tayva has nothing to do with whether you do a yashikarach.
That's what it means. Shalai b'tayva. Look, shalai b'tayva. She'ein chaveray machzik l'tayva. You're allowed to go to your neighbor's property and malakit the large stones, the large pieces of wood, provided that the neighbor does not thank you. If the neighbor is going to thank you, then it's going to become like a business. Oh, it's Shemitah. I want to be masak in my sadeh. I'll hire a worker. Who am I going to hire? My next door neighbor. The Ein Tzach goes out saying, it goes out and you'll tell the neighbor, Lekoit, misadai, I'm giving you a job. I want you to collect the wood on my field, Hayoim, today, and I'll give you lunch. I'll give you mezonos. The b'shid yasa. Okay, so the bottom line is mishurab over yaver. You never allowed him malakate dakin. You never allowed him. You only let him malakate. You only let him malakate gasin in your neighbor's property. But it's also new condition has been enacted. Shalay b'toyva. He's not allowed to give you a tip, and he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to give you a tip. Shalay b'toyva. Good. Is this good? Is this clear?
Not again. No. We did it already. 6 times already. Come on.
Sadeh shenis kafza tizora b'motza shriyas. What does it mean, shenis kafza? Shenotlu koitzecha, you took away the thorns. Shenis kafza loshen of koitz. I took away the thorns. Shenitlu koitzecha b'shriyas, you took away the thorns of shriyas. Period. Tizora b'motza shriyas. Sadeh. Shniskavsa, that you took out the thorns, shnidlu koitzecha b'shvias tizora, you can plant it immediately b'motzai shvias. However, let's say sheni taiva. What sheni taiva? Sheni taiva, shenechresha heitev. It was plowed. Okay, you brought in the heavy machinery. Do you have a plow at home?
Sure.
Yeah?
I don't have one. My garage.
Yeah?
It sends into gardening now.
Yeah? Shenitaiva, Shenechresha Hetev Shekol Ha'olam Choshem Pam Achas V'hu Choresh Shtei Pam. What does it mean, Shenitaiva? It's very well plowed. How is it very well plowed that you plowed it twice? The whole world only plows once, and you plowed twice. Okay? So what is the halacha? The Mishnah is discussing Shasa Sakana. Shahisa Hamalchus Oineses Al Hamas Hamutul Al Hakarko Ois. The government, Oineses al Hamas, they would force on taxes. Hamut la karkois, v'yitiu lachroish b'shriyas k'dei liten Hamas ha-kotzov mitzvu l'melech, to give the taxes to the king. V'imchora shtepam, k'ansu rabon, d'charish achas, yitiu lo yishtei charishas. So the government...
the government put on a tax.
And if you had a plow field.
So you had to plow the field in order to bring in
revenue
to pay the taxes. So
if you do it once,
so
is enough.
Rabbanon gave a heta
to do it once.
It was a heta.
It was like the heta.
Heta
me Rabbanon.
No, was the het, that's different. It was the het to mechira.
Only one time to pay him.
The next time you're doing it for your own pocket.
Or next case, when he made a fence. Remember we had this before? You put a fence around the field in order the animal should produce fertilizer. Okay? So if you did it the wrong way, and they made a kanas in this case, because he did shlok it in. If you want to go let the animals do, produce fertilizer, you have to make piles. Three piles per besa. Remember this?
Sure.
So he didn't do that. This person, this individual, did not follow the rules.
Again?
He is in violation. So therefore,
he tried it twice.
Or he made the fences to let the animals produce fertilizer.
But he did not put it in the piles, three piles.
Ocean the dairy should also be made a deer. He made a fence. Can I mean the American also made an ashpas? He did not make piles. Ella he nichol kedel lezabul boy hasade. He let the animals roam loosely in order to fertilize the field. So what is the halacha? The halacha is lo tizara. If you do this, then you're punished. Because you violated the halacha, you plowed the field twice, or you made a dior for the animals to fertilize the field. So then the punishment is lo tizara b'motzoi shviyas. You're not allowed to plant the field in mitzvah shviyas. Punishment kenas. Lo tizara b'motzoi shviyas. The kansim leiv v'hani yoyse b'miniskavsa. We punish him more than to removing the thorns. You're also not allowed to remove the thorns in the year of Shemitah. However, Chazal did not punish the perpetrator. Just because the perp, Chazal did not punish the criminal, the perpetrator, the avarian, the oivre avera who went and he violated the halacha. He now let it go take out the thorns in the field during the year Shemitah. He did not listen. So even though he did not listen, they did allow him to plow the field in the Mitzvah Shemitah. But if you plow the field twice during Mishas HaSakana, and you only let it plow it once, or you made a deer for the animals, put up a fence, a sar, to cause the animals to lose fertilizer, and you failed to collect the fertilizer into three piles in Ashba per base saw, then you are in violation of the halacha. Here Chazal did step forward and gave you a kenas. The halacha is lo tizara b'motzoi shviyas shesodeh kfine. So then lo tizara b'motzoi shviyas. Good.
Good.
Next sodeh shenitayova, a sodeh that has been plowed twice. Beishamai oimrim ein oichlim peirosecha b'shviyas. Beishamai says,
can't eat it.
So let's say you have a field. You plowed it twice.
Right.
So if you plowed it twice, you're not allowed to eat the fruits in Shir Shemitah. What is it? The ein machzigen toiva lebaalim, the rachmona afkerenu. So are you allowed to give the person a yashar koyach? Number one, beshama imrim sode sheni toiva, beshama imrim ein oichlim peirosecha b'shvias period, or beisil imrim oichlim. Next, beshamai oim ein oichlim peirosshvias b'toiva. You're not allowed to take any benefit in b'toiva.
Right, so I can't say shkayach, let me pick in your field. Is that it?
Right. Ubes hilol oimrim oichlim b'toiva v'shlo b'toiva. You can.
I can't say shkayach.
You can eat b'toiva. You can get a mimachzik toiva. You allowed to go into your neighbor's field and eat the peiros, and you can say to him, "Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
Very kind of you.
Very delicious peiros." Here, why don't you come over for lunch? Why don't you come over?
Yehuda.
Why don't you invite Manhunt? Manhunt to come over for lunch to eat.
I will. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, amen.
Rabbi Yehuda says, "Chilas Zomim is the opposite." So this Chilas Zomim, Beishamai, you get all wrong. Zomim kula Beishamai, when we come based on Pumvakar, Beishamai is one that says that you can do it b'toyev shabbatov, and it's Beisil that's Machmir that says that you cannot do it, you're not allowed to do it. So you got your names all mixed up.
Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Hadvarim alal.
Chilas Zomim, it's just the opposite.
Zomim kula Beishamai, when
we come Beishamai is the one that says that it's Mutim Beisil, the one that says that it's Aser. Okay, the Beishamai lukula Beina Loch Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's see the pictures. The pictures over here are, we have a Shadash Neskapsa, Shadash Nilu Kaitzecha, they took away the thorns. Can you see what he's doing over here? He's taking away the thorns.
Thorns.
Okay?
Right.
It's like a yeshiva. Oh. In the yeshiva, there are certain thorns that have to be.
Are we on?
Okay, Vaita. Okay, so that is Sada Shnitl Koitzecha. Shnitaiva, you plot it twice. The Achash Chosh Pamachas Beheter, Choza Vachosh Pam Shenis, Vachadish Zosura. So there is the government. Government is on your case.
Right.
And the government is allowing you to plot twice. Shnidaira, okay, this made a deer. Also, so they were deer, Veloipino, as a Zevel Ashbos, Viali Deikach, Nizdavla Hasada. Okay, put up a fence, let the animals run around, they produce zevel, and now that's called a nistaira. Sada shni taiva, they have a session with Sabisham, which says, Enochlim, but it's a Beshwitz, but it's a little bit of Eichlim. The Achar, the Chorish, Akarab, the Isser, since you went and you planted the Isser, according to Beshamai, Neshu HaPeiros, the Beshamai, the Beshilav, Beach, also Isser, Loy, Neshu HaPeiros. Okay, so you plant it for the Isser, does it become water? Okay, that's it. Chaz, the whole Mishnah, Chaz, the Mishnah. Let us review the Mishnah base. Sodeh sheniskav. It's a sodeh in which you did an avera. You took out all the thorns. It's okay. You get away with it. You did an avera. You'll pay for it dearly in the olam ha'emes. Dearly. There's no free lunch in this world. If you sin, there are consequences. No free lunch. I'll sin and tomorrow I'll do tshuva. Everything will be okay. No. That's not the way it works. The consequences for sin. So what is Allah in this case? Still be Mitzvah Shvius, Yitizora, you can still plant in Mitzvah Shvius. But Shani Taiva, but let's say you plant it twice.
Stop on the
Taiva. So Shaniskavitza, you took out the thorns.
Right.
That's an Avera. It's okay. Tizara b'motzoeshviyas, you can still plant it with sheshviyas. But sav sheni taiva, but if you went and you plowed it twice, it's sha'as ha'sakana, and they let you plow it once, you plowed it twice.
Right.
Yeah? Then, oh, you should die. You did an aveira, you went and you put a deer, you made a fence around the field in order to let the animals roam loose, and you didn't go and follow protocol and make three piles for besa. So now you did an aveira, so the punishment is that it's a sheshviyas, you're not going to plow the field the entire year. Another halacha. Let's say that you went and you plowed, you did an avera, you plowed the land twice, and now in the year of Shemit itself, fruit grows. Are you allowed to derive benefit? You're not allowed to derive benefit because you did an avera. Ain chayte niskar. You are allowed to eat the peres and shvius. Zo mikul v'sham mechom beisil. This is on the kuz v'sham. It says pum v'sham. It says that it's going to be mutar if you derive benefit from fruit and shmita.
Good. Next question.
Okay. What time is
Watch
it now?
For early.
Okay. No, it's 7:40. What time is it? How come? I have over here two different zman. Here it says 7:40. Here it says 7:32.
What's your thing?
Now it's 8 minutes later. It jumped 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
8 minutes.
One shot.
Okay, we have to stop here. We did two mishnayos. We did very good.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.